Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's talk to our buddy Mark Raimondi. Now, you guys know Mark. He covers the Falcons for us and certainly for ESPN, I say for us, but he does a terrific job, and you read his stuff, and you will throughout the course of the season. But right now, Mark is on a book tour, and we all have things we love outside of the things we do. And one of the things that Mark did was write a book, and it's pretty incredible. It's called Say Hello to the Bad Guys. He's on a national book tour, as a matter of fact, and we just wanted to grab him because Mark's going to be in town tomorrow signing copies of his book and talking about the book. So, Mark, first of all, tell the people where you've been, man. I think you went on the West Coast. Is that right?
Yeah, what's up, guys? I was in New York last week, and then I was in California earlier this week, and now I'm back home. I'm back in Atlanta. And we got a fun event tomorrow at Acapella Books with our guy, Joe Patrick, as my moderator. We're going to be chatting and about wrestling, about the book, maybe a little bit about Dukes and Bell. Who knows what will come up during the convo.
Well, and let me say this to all you wrestling fans. And we know Atlanta's a hotbed for wrestling and always has been. But this is a really cool book. And one of the things I want you to explain, because I think you'll probably talk more about this tomorrow, is – this book is about the NWO, but you talk about in 1996, that was the turning point for pro wrestling as a pop culture institution, right? Or how things shifted. And my question is why? Like, what happened? Was it the NWO that did that?
Yeah, I mean, it was. It was the catalyst for that pro wrestling boom in the 90s that we all know about. I mean, right, a lot of us grew up watching it, right? Whether it was WCW or WWF, many of us both, right? 10 million people were watching every night on Mondays, you know, combined both shows. And yeah, the NWO caused the chain reaction because the 90s were a changing decade, right? Things were changing. The music we listened to was different. It wasn't the power ballads of the 80s or the boy bands. It was Nirvana and gangster rap and, you know, Marilyn Manson. Everything was changing culturally. There was a counterculture developing, I guess, in the 90s, the grunge and the, you know, the grittier, the urban.
The anti-hero.
And the NWO.
Right.
The anti-hero, the villain, you know, rooting for the bad guy. And that's where the title of the book comes from. Rooting for the bad guy because they were just more interesting than the good guy. And that's what the 90s was about. And the NWO, you know, rode that wave and in some cases even, you know, helped set the pace for that wave as well in terms of like the pop culture zeitgeist.
Talking with our man, it's Mark Raimondi here, guys. It's funny because yesterday, not related to the book, unless, you know, you deep dive, we were talking about like the old strip club scene in Atlanta. We had T.I., we had Jermaine Dupri here, Young Dro, we had all these guys, and we kind of talked about like in the old days of the Gold Club. I mean, you'd see Kevin Nash in there. Like, hell, he was the MC of the Christmas party. You know what I mean? It was like you would see Bischoff and you'd see all the stars in there because just like in that Vince McMahon, you know, documentary, I mean, they really kicked WWF right in the cods and took it over.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, they took Hogan was in WWF, Macho Man. They went over to WCW. They came down to Atlanta. And then, you know, those guys were kind of past their primes to an extent. Hall and Nash were, you know, Razor Ramon and Diesel in the WWF, and they were top guys in their prime with, you know, more to do in the WWF, and they made the jump to Atlanta, to WCW, and it was a really cataclysmic shift in that battle, you know. Mm-hmm. Ted Turner was opening up the checkbooks, right? You know, Bischoff was drawing these guys down here to Atlanta, and, you know, they did incredible business and, you know, incredible entertainment with the NWO and beyond. And they were the victors in the ratings for 83 straight weeks, right, during the NWO era. No one else had ever beaten Vince McMahon before, but Eric Bischoff and WCW did for a time.
How Professional Wrestling's New World Order Changed America, Say Hello to the Bad Guys is the book. Mark Raimondi joining us, guys. And I'm curious to get your take on this as well. Like, what changed in the 90s was the live crowds and the storytelling, right? I mean, really, that's what took this to the next level. We hadn't seen it. All the promos over the years, you know, we talk about the Ric Flairs promos and the Dusty Rhodes. That was just them. But the interaction to the crowd and really talking to the audience in those live venues is what took this to the next level, Mark?
Yeah, I mean, what it really was and pro wrestling can do this, I feel, better than any other entertainment form, any other art form, is that you can listen to what the fans want, because you're in front of a live crowd every single day, every single, you know, week, more than once a week, and you're able to kind of listen to what they want. What gets a reaction? What doesn't? You know, who are they treating like a star and who are they not? And you can kind of, and then you can kind of go in the direction of what the crowd wants. And that's something that Eric Bischoff and WCW and with the NWO did so brilliantly, is you just listen. You know, what do the fans want? You deliver to people, you know, what they want, right? You give them what they want, and that almost always turns out well for you. And in the 90s, what they wanted was more violence, right? Mm. They wanted something that felt more real, because, you know, the 80s were over, the Hulk Hogan with the red and yellow, and, right, you know,
I am a real American.
Yeah.
Right.
That was great in the 80s, when we were, Hulk Hogan, every opponent was like, you know, some guy from a foreign country and right, what have you. And in the 90s, it was not about that anymore. And when Hulk Hogan turned heel, it was such like a symbolic thing, because it almost was another symbol of the change in us as Americans and how things were changing. You know, Hulk Hogan goes heel. It's almost like we're all going heel with him. You know what I mean? Right. Because that was just a change of the culture.
It's our man Mark Raimondi, guys. You normally hear him on our show as the reporter for ESPN, ESPN.com, covering the Falcons. He's also the author of a book. He's doing this nationwide tour, Say Hello to the Bad Guys, all about the wrestling that era. And I mentioned that Vince McMahon, documentary, there was a lot of concern that when Vince gets knocked out of the box by the shareholders, it seems like, and the board, it was going to take a turn. It just seems like coming off that Vegas WrestleMania, going back to Vegas next year, it's as bigger as ever.
I think, Mike, that it is as big. I don't want to say it's as big now as it was in the 90s, because it's just a different time, right? It's hard to kind of gauge. But I would say it is where we are now with wrestling, it is it's bigger than it has been since the 90s, I'll say, right?
Okay.
The way that they're doing business, they're selling out almost every arena. They're selling out WrestleMania, 60, 70,000 people, over two nights, by the way, not even just one night anymore. Right. And their business is just incredible. Someone told me a few years ago, like, don't you think that wrestling is kind of passe? Like, it's past, in 2025, it doesn't, resonate anymore. And I'm like, actually, just the opposite, because this is the social media, generation, you could say. Right. And I think wrestling is so digestible in like social media clips, right? It is so easy to go viral because of what they do, whether it's something that gets said on the microphone or something that happens in the ring. Oh, a crazy stunt. Oh my God, put that on social media. It does, millions and millions of views. And at the end of the day, what is pro wrestling essentially? It is storytelling. And that is something that resonates, whether you're in 1825 or 2025, storytelling is always something as a culture that we have loved in America. And I've always said that wrestling is kind of like the greatest art that America has given to the world, because it is something that is so, it is so many different things in one. It's almost like a TikTok algorithm comes to life, right? It's like anything that you, it's like a variety show. There's comedy on there. There's romance sometimes. There's violence. There's action. I mean, it's everything. It's a drama. It's a thriller. It's all those things in one. And I really feel like, and I know a lot of people feel the same way as me, it doesn't get the credit that it deserves as an art at that level.
Did you get to kick it with O'Shea Jackson?
Yeah, that's my guy now. Yeah, I was out in L.A.
Talk about
to do his show, No Contest Wrestling. Great guy. Him and his co-host C.J. Jefferson, really, really cool guys. And I was very grateful that they allowed me to hang out with them and chat about the book.
O'Shea Jackson, by the way, is Ice Cube's son, for those who don't know. And Mark got a chance to go out there and go on his podcast. That's really cool, as he's been promoting this book, and he's going to be promoting it here in the ATL. Tell us one more time, Mark, where you're going to be tomorrow.
Yeah, so Acapella Books, it's right in town. 3 p.m., me and our guy, Joe Patrick, we're going to be in a conversation about the book, about wrestling. Anything that you guys want to talk about, come out. We'll talk about Falcons if you want to. We'll do a little Q&A with the fans there. I'll be signing books, hanging out with people. We got some custom NWO cookies.
Oh.
I mean,
it is
really cool, guys. And I don't even know if I've told you this, but I was actually born in Georgia. I don't even know if I told you all this.
No,
I was born in Georgia, never lived here until now. And the fact that like fate has brought me to Atlanta, and I was born in Clayton County in Riverdale, Georgia. And the fate has brought me to Atlanta, which also just happens to be the place where WCW was. And that's what my book is about. And it's coming out while I'm in Atlanta. I mean, it's like, it's almost like the universe has kind of connected all the dots for me. And now I'm back where I was born, right. You know, putting out a book about Atlanta. I mean, that is just, it's insane. And I'm so grateful. And I really hope people come out tomorrow and we can hang out and we can chat and just shop it up about wrestling or whatever else.
All good, man. I'm going to come through.
Right. We know there's a lot of guys love wrestling because Every time I crap on it, guys get mad at me. I loved it as a kid. Absolutely grew up with that Georgia, Florida stuff. By the way, you don't know, Carl, Mark's grandfather, Luigi Ramondi, was a capo in the Gambino family. That was part of the whole witness relocation program.
That's racist, Mike. That's racist.
That's how we got down here.
I didn't know.
It was Mark Smith, and they moved it back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They moved around a lot.
Mark, man, we appreciate
Mike's
you.
Mike's going to be sleeping with the fishes tonight. Way to go.
My uncle's coming. I'm going to come through, man. I'm looking forward to hanging out. And look, it'll be a lot of fun. If you're a wrestling fan, come on down tomorrow, 3 o'clock. All right, Mark, good luck with the book. Continued success, man. Say hello to the bad guy. Mark Ramondi. Thanks, man. Appreciate you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.